It's 6 Eastern, 3 o'clock Pacific, coast to coast and around the world.
Mr. Secretary, you have just testified to the American people you're incompetent at your job.
From the America Out Loud Talk Radio Studios, it's time for The Truth Be Told with Booker Scott.
There is a lot going on here in the middle of the week, and that's pretty much like every week, isn't it? I'm going to jump right into it here on this Wednesday, and thank you so much for joining us here on America Out Loud Talk Radio. I'm Booker Scott, and this is The Truth Be Told, which is brought to you by Gold Co. Just go to BookerLikesGold.com to find out if diversifying your savings with precious metals is a good idea for you. That's BookerLikesGold.com. So where do we start? It's not really an easy answer. Special Prosecutor Robert Hur testified yesterday in a House hearing, and I'm going to get into a little bit of that. And there's this TikTok bill that seems like a great idea on the surface, but when you peel away some of the layers on this thing, hang on just a minute, not so dang fast on this one. As always on Wednesdays, we get to hear from you, the people, as we go live into an X space to get the pulse of the people. It's a town hall where we'll hear your thoughts, your opinions, and your feelings on everything that's going on here in America, including the 320,000 illegals that are flying around the country on your taxpayer money. Must be nice. I have to pay for my plane ticket. You probably do too. But that's not the case with 320,000 illegals. And that's where we're going to start here in this hour. The basic idea of this story and what's been going on like crazy on social media and in the news over the last week is that the Biden administration has flown illegal immigrants into the country on your dime without congressional approval. I guess Biden figures, well, if I just fly them into the city of their choice, they won't be standing at the border where everybody can make these videos of them and it won't look so bad. I'm not sure. House Republicans, they're doing like they always do, flinging letters all over the place, demanding answers, and opening investigations on top of investigations. I did come across this program that's been in effect for a while, a few years, and it permits up to 30,000 non-citizens a month to fly here, fly to America from specific countries. Now, those countries are Cuba, Haiti. And speaking of Haiti, I guess you saw Anthony Blinken was down in the Caribbean this week where he pledged another $100 million to that mess they have going on in Haiti. That brings a total to $300 million from America to Haiti. Now back to these four countries. Again, Cuba, Haiti, Nicaragua, and Venezuela. This is a very specific program for these people to travel to America for people seeking asylum from those countries. They can bring their family members, and they have to do the paperwork on this, and then they are selected. I don't think this is what's being talked about right now on social media and in the news, but that is what some people on the left are trying to say. They're trying to deflect it. They're trying to project that program onto this. The Daily Mail did a story on it, and here's what it says. It says that the DHS has expanded the one app, that's that app our government, Mayorkas and Biden, made to make it easier for illegals to flood our country. Anyway, back to this Daily Mail piece. The administration has admitted transporting these people here, and I guess they fly directly from their country to the city of their choice, and yet no one is allowed to know what cities they're flying to and who these people are. DHS and Border Patrol are both very tight-lipped about it. They won't reveal any information about them, even the cities that they're being flown to. All of this was discovered through a FOIA lawsuit. Basically, you can sit in your home in Venezuela, get on that one app, apply for asylum, pack up your family, the kids, granny, pack the bags, who knows, maybe even a service dog or two, and then Biden will send them a plane ticket, and the whole bunch of them will fly directly to a city somewhere in America. So no one has to see them standing at the border. No videos can be made of them. It reminds me of that program that the administration had back in 2021 and 22. If you remember, there were planes flying all over the place in the middle of the night, 2 o'clock in the morning. They would land at places like Jacksonville, Florida, all over. Todd Bensman of the Center of Immigration Studies is the one that did the FOIA work on this and created the lawsuit. The Biden Border Patrol approved these latest flights, and this report says these illegals, or I'm sorry, we're supposed to call them newcomers now. So these illegal newcomers landed in at least 43 different cities across the country in 2023, in just 1 year. Specifically, the One app and this program are for people that cannot legally enter the country, but this allows them to apply for travel authorization and temporary humanitarian release from those specific airports. So understand, these 43 airports you can fly into if you're an illegal newcomer, and then you can be released under this travel authorization and temporary humanitarian release. About 24 House Republicans sent a letter last Friday to Troy Miller, who happens to be the acting commissioner at Customs and Border Protection. That letter is asking Miller to answer questions about the program, and like everything else, we'll wait for the answers. They'll probably never come. In the time I just went through that story, there were probably another couple hundred flown in on Biden Airlines. While on the subject of illegals flying, quickly here, this is a real interesting story out of Polk County, Florida. The city in Polk County is Lakeland, Florida, which is not real far from Tampa. It's on the way to Orlando on I-4, which is the most dangerous stretch of interstate in the country, by the way. No reason. It's flat, no curves, just idiots. Polk County is home to one of the great sheriffs in the country. Sheriff Grady Judd, you probably know him. Judd is the sheriff that suggested all of his county's residents buy a shotgun. If someone comes through the front door, he said, just send them back out the way they came in. He's also famous for running sex stings. He has them all the time, and usually there are a couple of dozen Disney employees looking to hook up with one of Grady Judd's underage decoys. Polk County recently ran one of these stings, and listen to what he says about the Venezuelans that flew in from New York to Florida to offer their services in the sex trade. And you are paying for it. But you knew that, didn't you?
These ladies are all controlled by a human trafficker. We think their human trafficker is a female. She sets up their appointments, she puts their ads online, she tells them where to go. And by the way, on Friday, the victims of human trafficking, and we've grayed them out, three of them that are here illegally from Venezuela, three of them have to pay her $3,000 apiece on Friday, or else they're threatened. So they're not free. They're really indentured.
Are you hearing this? These three girls are telling Sheriff Grady Judd and his investigators that they come here to Florida, they come to Lakeland, Florida, and they have to make $3,000 a week to pay their pimp, their madam, in New York. But the story gets better. It's just getting started.
Now, here's what they told us, all right? I'm sure the federal government will verify that this is not true, but you decide who you want to believe, whether you want to believe these victims are human trafficking or the whitewash the federal authorities give you. They said that when they came into the country illegally, DHS gave them a form, an ID, paperwork that allows them to fly for free. You know, Southwest would let your bags fly free. Well, the federal government will let your illegal immigrants fly free. And they operate out of New York. And they were working up there, and the New York authorities said, hey, if you don't have identification, you can't work in our sex trade up here.
So these girls were working in New York, but guess what? In New York, they have laws against working in the sex trade. You have to get registered, and you have to do certain testing, and since they're illegal, they couldn't do that. So they just hop on a free plane ride to a city near you for the sex trade business.
So they say they make a lot of money. They're addicted to it. These ladies are going to give you more details. They tell us that they fly to major metro centers for free on the federal government, where they set up their appointments for sex all around the country. Did you hear what I said?
I did. You said that Joe Biden and America are big pimps. That's what he said. You believe this? This is your money. Your money, your tax money, is paying for the sex business. Not making this up. This is a reputable sheriff in Florida. He's a good one.
Listen, folks, if they don't pay $3,000 apiece on Friday, they're in trouble. The human trafficker sets up the deal. Hey, this deal is just outside of Tampa. They say they show this ID, this card, this paper. They fly for free down here. Then they fly back. But we heard a similar theme from all 21 of these folks. We can't work legally. We're addicted to this cash. It's a lot of cash and it's quick. So we have to give $3,000 a week. We get to keep everything above that.
This stuff is out of control. And it's not getting better anytime soon, is it? If you think it is, what do you think the solution is? Where is the solution coming from? Before we get to the pulse of the people here in a few minutes and Robert Herr's congressional testimony, let me stop off here on TikTok for a minute. There was a closed classified briefing Tuesday morning on the dangers of TikTok. You already know about the several states that have outlawed TikTok on government phones. Even Joe Biden has done that. We know TikTok is a Chinese company. The accusations are that they steal your information and that the app is dumbing down American society. I'm not sure that we need a lot of help with that. With the dangers of TikTok in every way, we should have some legislation to ban it, right? Seems like a great idea. And just like every other bill in Congress that they pass or they try to pass, the name on the front page has little to do with the thousands of pages behind it. The Inflation Reduction Act was $500 billion for the Green New Deal. Recently, the National Security Supplement was another name for giving Ukraine another $60 billion. And it also legalized all of this illegal immigration. So let's take a look at what's behind the fancy name to ban TikTok. Congressman Thomas Massie posted this on X Tuesday morning. The so-called TikTok ban is a Trojan horse. The president will be given the power to ban websites, not just apps. The person breaking the new law is deemed to be the U.S. or offshore internet hosting service or app store, not a foreign country or adversary. That's Massey's post, meaning the intention of the bill to ban TikTok because of China has nothing to do with China or any other foreign government. But it has everything to do with giving the power to one person or one party or administration. They give them all of the discretion to shut down websites. Websites like Rumble or Gateway Pundit. Any website they want. That's the wording inside the pages tucked behind the TikTok ban front page. Elon Musk chimed in on Massey's post, and he said, this law is not just about TikTok. It's about censorship and government control. If it were only about TikTok, it would cite foreign control as the issue, but it doesn't. Now to Robert Herr's testimony in the House of Representatives. Herr was the special prosecutor of Joe Biden's classified documents that were found everywhere. You remember that. In his conclusion, in a report, he said Biden was too old and senile to be prosecuted, even though he had no authority to ever have in his possession any classified documents. I summarized that for you there. Jim Jordan was leading this hearing as the ranking member. Here's some of his opening statement.
Robert Hur was appointed special counsel on January 12, 2023. He had a fundamental question to address. Did Joe Biden unlawfully retain classified information? The answer, yes, he did. Page one of Mr. Hur's report, he says this. Our investigation uncovered evidence that President Biden willfully retained and disclosed classified materials after his vice presidency when he was a private citizen. He further writes, Mr. Biden willfully retained marked classified documents about Afghanistan and handwritten notes in his notebooks, which he stored in unsecure places in his home. Joe Biden kept classified information, and Joe Biden failed to store classified information properly. Mr. Hur made these determinations after interviewing 147 witnesses. He examined 7 million documents, including emails, text messages, photographs, videos, toll records, and other materials from both classified and unclassified sources.
Special Counsel Robert Hur testifies that Joe Biden retained those classified materials after his vice presidency when he was a private citizen. Here's Robert Hur.
I had evidence that the president willfully retained classified materials after the end of his vice presidency when he was a private citizen. This evidence included an audio recorded conversation during which Mr. Biden told his ghostwriter that he had, quote, just found all the classified stuff downstairs, end quote. When Mr. Biden said this, he was a private citizen speaking to his ghostwriter in his private rental home in Virginia. We also identified other recorded conversations during which Mr. Biden read classified information aloud to his ghostwriter.
The ghostwriter is an interesting part of this story because Joe Biden was paid $8 million in an advance to write this book about classified material. Isn't that interesting? $8 million. That's a good reason to keep classified information all over the place. Exactly where was it? Where were the documents found?
Mr. Hur, classified documents were found at the Penn Biden Center?
That's correct.
They were found in President Biden's garage?
In Wilmington, Delaware, yes.
And in his basement den?
Also in the same home, yes.
In the major, in his main floor office?
Correct.
And his third floor den?
Correct.
At the University of Delaware?
Correct.
And at the Biden Institute?
Correct.
That's Republican Kelly Armstrong of North Dakota asking those questions. So Joe Biden was paid about $8 million to write a book, and who exactly read it? Even better, who bought it? Did they have any sales? That's another show for another time, but I've never heard of anyone reading it. Have you? There was a ghostwriter for Biden's book, and now we know what the classified information was for. Some interesting questions were asked about the ghostwriter, and also the Democrats were there to ask questions. They invoked allegations against Trump, and every time they had the opportunity to ask questions about his classified documents case, something that Hur knows very little about but was continued to be questioned. He had to repeat frequently that he didn't know much about it. Jerry Wadler was entertaining, and Eric Swalwell even brought along his own video to put Trump on trial in this hearing about Joe Biden and classified documents that he had all over his house. Out of all of it, I believe that this was the best line of questioning, and it pretty well sums it up. It's Tom McClintock of California.
You correctly noted in your report that former presidents and other senior officials have been given wide latitude in their possession of classified information, and I believe your decision not to prosecute Biden for the same offense is consistent with that precedent. But the problem is that precedent changed with the administration's decision to prosecute Donald Trump. And the irony is that as president, Trump had full discretion over handling classified material and full discretion in deciding which records to retain. As a senator or vice president, Joe Biden didn't have that. So now we get to this glaring double standard. I think it would be toxic to the rule of law on its face if it was just two ordinary citizens. But the fact that the only person being prosecuted for this offense happens to be the president's political opponent makes this an unprecedented assault on our democracy. This is the worst we could expect from a banana republic. And I wonder how you square this.
Congressman, I do address, as I was required to as a prosecutor, a relevant precedent in the form of the allegations in the indictment against former President Trump. I set forth my explanation and my assessment and comparison of those precedents in my report, and I am not here to comment any further
You said, for example, that there was no evidence beyond reasonable doubt. Well, you got the fact that he had classified material in his possession and control in multiple settings for multiple years, that he told others he was aware of this, and that he shared that material with others. The mind boggles at what beyond reasonable doubt would actually mean.
Well, as I set forth at length in my explanations in chapters 11 and 12 of the report, my assessment is that the evidence, if presented at trial alongside potential defense arguments, would not probably result in a conviction at trial.
Well, that's one of the points you make, is that President Biden's likely to be an elderly, sympathetic figure with a poor memory. But how does that bear on any individual's guilt or innocence? Isn't that, again, a question for a judge or jury to decide after guilt or innocence is determined?
It is.
And again, here's the problem. Donald Trump's being prosecuted for exactly the same act that you've documented that Joe Biden committed.
Congressman, if I understood your question correctly, you said, isn't that a question for a jury? And it most certainly,
My question is, does that bear on the guilt or innocence of an individual?
It certainly bears on how a jury is going to receive and perceive and make decisions.
So the answer to my earlier question is correct. All I have to do when I'm caught taking home classified materials to say, I'm sorry, Mr. Herbert, but I'm getting old. My memory's not so great.
Congressman,
This is the doctrine that you've established in our laws now, and it's frightening.
Congressman, my intent is certainly not to establish any sort of doctrine. I had a particular task. I have a particular set of evidence to consider and make a judgment with respect to one particular set of evidence, and that is what I did.
Well, Mr. Herr, here's the fine point of the matter. The foundation of our justice system is equal justice under law. That's what gives the law its respect and its legitimacy. And without it, the law is simply force, devoid of any moral authority. Justice is depicted as blindfolded for this very reason. It doesn't matter who comes before her. All are treated equally. You destroy this foundation, and the rule of law becomes a sick mockery. It becomes a weapon to wield against political rivals and a tool of despotism.
And yet, that's exactly what we've been witnessing the last 3 years. Don't believe me? Go ask some of the J6 defendants sitting alone tonight in the D.C. gulag. Listen up. Right now, it looks like the government's pushing for a digital dollar, which could mean every penny you spend could be tracked and controlled by the government. If that's true, then your entire life could depend on people you don't know, like, or trust. That's why smart Americans are opting out. And they're putting some of their savings into real gold and silver. So to help you, you can go to BookerLikesGold.com to get a free 2024 gold IRA kit from my partners at GoldCo. It shows you how to protect your hard-earned money with physical gold and silver, even if it's still in an IRA account. And as an American citizen, you could get up to $10,000 in free silver just for safeguarding your savings. At the very least, arm yourself with the knowledge about your options. Don't be a sheep. Go to BookerLikesGold.com now to get your free 2024 Gold IRA kit. So what do you think? What's your opinion of all this? 320,000 illegals flying around, the TikTok ban, and HERS testimony. We'll find out next when we hear from you.
More Truth Be Told with Booker Scott in a minute on America Out Loud.
Cholesterol, blood pressure, blood sugar, inflammation, and weight. These are all real-world problems that 87% of Americans are struggling with. Often, there are no symptoms, but left unattended, we become inundated with one health problem after another. It's time to fight back with HealRight. HealRight is a bar that you eat. but it's food as medicine that addresses the nutritional root cause of health issues in just 8 weeks. Developed by world-renowned scientists and backed by 15 years of research, HealRight is effective, but it's also delicious and works without additional diet or lifestyle changes. Step out of the statistics and use food as medicine. Visit HealRight.com/OutLoud or AmericaOutLoud.shop and use the code OUTLOUD for 20% off.
You've all heard Dr. McCullough and others share over and over the value of keeping your sinuses cleansed. It's a smart move all year, but even more so when we're cooped up inside. It's not really open for debate any longer. Those that live smart and live well pay attention to nasal and oral hygiene. Cofix RX has just the tools for the job with our nasal and throat cleanse. Click the Cofix RX banner on AmericaOutLoud.shop to get 20% off your entire order. That's right, AmericaOutLoud.shop. Use coupon code OUTLOUD. That's coupon code OUTLOUD for 20% off your entire order.
Use Cofix RX because it works.
58 million people suffer from joint aches and stiffness in the U.S. every day. Ignoring chronic joint discomfort can affect mobility and your quality of life. Advanced nutrition company, Healthy Cell, created Joint Health and Mobility to support connective tissue, joint lubrication, and reduce joint irritation with curcumin, omega-3, chondroitin, glucosamine, and hyaluronic acid for joint comfort and flexible range of motion. And Healthy Cell's not a pill. It's a patent-pending gel you swallow with clinically proven ultra-absorption of science-backed ingredients. You would need to take 11 pills to get the same amount of nutrients in each gel pack. And these great-tasting gels come in a small packet. Tear off the top, shoot it down, or mix it in water. It's 100% drug-free joint support. Go to HealthyCell.com and use code OUTLOUD for 25% off your first order. HealthyCell.com, code OUTLOUD for 25% off.
Every afternoon at 3 o'clock, it is Attorney Tom Renz's show right here on America Out Loud Talk Radio. That is followed up at 4 o'clock by the Constitution Study with Paul Engle. At 5, it's America Out Loud Pulse, which brings you right here to us at 6 o'clock. This is The Truth Be Told, and I am Booker Scott. Thank you so much for joining us. And by the way, if you ever want to listen to us in the morning, it is replayed every morning at 8 o'clock Eastern. There's also a replay at 10 o'clock every night Pacific time. So if you're on the West Coast, you can listen to us later at night if that's more convenient for you. Well, you just heard the first segment of this hour. We had a lot of things to talk about. 320,000 illegal immigrants flying in on your dime. How does that make you feel? We had a conversation about TikTok. And then we also talked about the big news on Tuesday, which was the Robert Hur hearings on Capitol Hill. So now I want your opinion. What do you think about it? What do you feel about it? We do this every Wednesday night here on the program. We go live into an X space to get the pulse of the people. It's a town hall. It's your opportunity to share with everyone the things you're feeling about this country. And we're going to start things off. Let's go to GOAT. GOAT, go ahead.
Thank you, Booker. I just had a comment on the immigration thing, the 320,000 being flown around. What I wonder is if we can get information on where they're going, because it seems like if they're placing them in specific places, if it's targeted, like, are they going to places where maybe they need votes? I wonder kind of, is that a targeted thing where they're going? That's my question.
Yeah, they're not allowing that information to get out. They're very tight-lipped about it. The vote thing, it's a very interesting conversation to have, because it may not be so much about votes right now, but it may be about the census that will be coming up in about 5 or 6 years. There will be another one. So if they are able to throw more illegal immigrants into a place and they get counted into the census, then all of a sudden the power shift can happen in more blue states. Not that they would try to put them in conservative states or red states. They may try to pile them up into blue areas so that there is more representation there, which would almost make it impossible for Republicans to have control in the House in the future. So that's something to consider. Did you have a follow-up there, GOAT, or should I go on to David?
Go ahead. Thank you.
I'll go on to Rabbit. Rabbit, go ahead.
No, thank you so much, Booker. As far as the illegal immigrants go, I think the illegal aliens being flown in, I think ultimately that that kind of malarkey is going to keep happening until the results of those actions impact the people who are making it happen. That's my two cents on it. You know, with the TikTok thing, I found it kind of interesting that the committee voted unanimously, and the committee is primarily a Republican-based committee, but Republicans hold Republican positions hold the majority on the particular committee, the Energy and Commerce Committee that voted for it. And I think it's interesting who all was part of that voting block, where they're from. And I would encourage folks to actually take a moment to look at who the 51 members are of the Energy and Commerce Committee and consider writing to them, because this legislation is a Trojan horse. Thank you so much for letting me speak. I yield.
Yeah, Rabbit, I'm going to come back to you. Let's talk about that TikTok thing. We kind of peeled the layer of the onion back, and it's not, is Thomas Massie right, in your opinion, and Elon Musk in what they say about this thing?
Any legislation that allows our government to expose and peel back layers that are normally anonymous, that promise of safety is an easy tool that can be wielded against the people. It's not a cliche to say that one of our founding fathers uttered the words, anyone willing to trade a little safety for freedom deserves neither. There's a reason for that. There's personal accountability, and it's a rabbit hole I can go down another time, sir. I yield.
Thank you very much for your comments. And don't forget Weird Gal Yankovics. Remember when Biden was trying to install her as the minister of misinformation and malinformation and disinformation? And then he got called on it and she left and she disappeared. They are still trying to do that. And this is really just an opportunity for them to do the same thing, except shut down entire websites, shut down entire voices. And that it's scary. So we'll watch that TikTok ban. Let's go down to Marlon. Marlon, go ahead. You have the floor.
So, hey, thank you. So quickly with the TikTok thing, it feels like the Restrict Act on steroids. We've heard this same old song. They just repackaged it and now calling TikTok out. I'm totally against it. I believe that once they open that Pandora's box, they will be able to come into this particular app and tear apart our speech. And I'm a fan of, hey, I want free speech. And that's a loose term, Booker. Free speech does not mean inflammatory language. And the way that we're speaking, we should be talking like we're in front of the Capitol building, no matter where we are, at a restaurant, at our town meeting, at family dinner. I think that the language of the American people needs to change and not be so willing to just, hey, lay the arms down and let the government come and dictate us. Booker, I would just like to go back on the immigration thing, if I have one second.
Sure, go ahead.
I am deeply enrooted with the Spanish community, and I've worked with them, and many of them are my friends. And these are the DACA recipients. These are Central Americans that were granted visas to come here in 1997 when there was civil war in Nicaragua, El Salvador, and they were granted visas in 1997. In 2007, our immigration system made them illegals, and what had happened was that some of them were raked over the coals with immigration, and ICE would come and they extorted thousands and thousands of dollars from these people. So understanding what's going on at the border, having a deep understanding that all the coyotes from all those different countries are working together, and they're also conducting all these immigrants that are coming into our major cities are all dealt with the cartels. Bigger story.
Let's swing back over to Goat. Goat, I'm going to come back to you since you've already had a thought. Maybe you have some more to add to it.
Thank you. I wanted to talk about the TikTok thing real quick. You know, I'm not in favor, even if it just was TikTok, I'm not in favor. I'm a small government, less laws kind of guy. I think, you know, our founding fathers said we need a smart populace to succeed in this freedom experiment, right? And I think that's a lot of problem we have too, education. We need to be smarter if we know these apps aren't doing this, are doing these things, we need to be smart enough not to use it. If we know some food is bad for us, we need to be smart enough not to eat it. If we know going over this place is not good, we need to not go there. You know, that's what, and then we can not have laws. Then we can get rid of this bloated government if we just educate ourselves better.
I'm with you on smaller government, but let me come back to you on this TikTok thing. Let's pretend for a moment that it was a one-page bill and understand that ByteDance, the owner of TikTok, they have to report to the CCP and the Chinese government. Would it be easier for you to accept them getting rid of TikTok if it was one page saying TikTok can't be in America?
It absolutely would make more sense. I don't like the secondary language of it because it is just going to turn into a be able to ban whatever you want whenever you want. That's horrible.
That's the scary part of it. Let's go down to Sofa King. Go ahead.
Hey, Booker. Thank you for having me on the show. I have a comment on the immigration as well as a comment on the TikTok. I'll start with the immigration since that's what I heard first. A lot of people with the only problem that I have with this electorate strategy that I keep hearing about for the census is people are discounting Texas. A lot of people don't realize how many illegal immigrants are staying in Texas. There is a huge number of them. And I have a hard time believing that the Democrats are willing to give up or provide Texas with that many electorate votes in order to gain whatever electorate votes they do through the magnetism of sanctuary cities. I just don't see that.
Well, would you, let me ask you, what if they work on a way to allow these people to vote? Then not only do you have the numbers for the census, but you also have them voting in elections. And that changes the complexion of Texas.
Oh, I'm any day now, I'm expecting to start hearing Democrats say you're not allowed to call them undocumented migrants. You are now to call them new voters. That's my take on it.
Yeah, well, they're actually newcomers. And I believe Sofa King is in Texas, by the way. And if you're listening here on America Out Loud Talk Radio, you will hear me call people by funny names sometimes. That is their handle on X. And it's all I can see as we do this live space. I want to go back to Marlon. Marlon, you have some more thoughts.
So quickly, the immigration problem is there's a bigger story where the cartels are inrooted into our society. This is the gateway for them. They are working along with the government. They are also funneling Chinese. It's not just the Spanish immigrants. We have immigrants coming here from 128 different countries. All right. So and then back to the immigration and census. We are a victim of this, Booker. In 2021, they did a census here and they included the immigrants. Population in that, and they reconstructed our legislative and congressional lines. So they changed the demographic of my state by using that census. So yeah. What you're talking about, we they're working out in front of us by years.
What state are you in, Marlon?
I am in New Jersey.
That's what I thought. Okay, let's try to go back to David. David, go ahead.
My wife is a legal immigrant. My wife is Japanese, and you know, it's really interesting. We just moved here in May of last year in New Jersey. So, and it's really interesting because she started to, you know, get into U.S. politics and she was like, you know, why are these other people like, you know, because we've gone through the whole rigmarole. Of it's not a rigmarole, but you know, it's a good thing. Getting her as a naturalized citizen, and when she sees other people who are able to do this with you know, not the cost, because it costs quite a bit of money to actually go through a lawyer to an immigration lawyer to, you know, make this stuff work out, and then you know, she's like, why are we paying, you know, $3,000-$5,000 to make this happen, where there's other people who are, you know, just, you know, getting. Yeah.
I understand what you're saying, and I say the same thing quite a bit. The people that come here legally, that want to come here legally, they follow the laws. It's really the most unfair to them what's happening with illegal immigration. They're doing it the right way, and they're getting skipped in line. I never liked the guy that skipped line in kindergarten all the way through elementary school. Someone skipped line in lunch, and there were some issues that I was going to have with them. So, Doreen, go ahead. You have the floor.
Thank you, Booker. I would like to address the Robert Hur report. My concern is that Joe Biden, according to this report, he willfully exposed classified material to his ghostwriter, an individual with no security clearance. And we just can't downplay the excuse that he's a doddering old man, that he has such a poor memory. If that's the case, then why does he have the nuclear codes?
Yeah.
And or, oh, who's the other person that might have them rather than him?
Yeah.
And I'll drop there, sir.
No, I think it's a great point. You know, you can't have it both ways. If he's so crazy and senile that you can't hold him accountable for breaking the law, then he's too crazy and senile to have the nuclear bombs and running the country and being the leader of the free world. You can't have it both ways. We're going to take a break right here. We're coming back with more of this space in just a few minutes. I told you a few weeks ago about my new health journey with HealRight, where I can heal from within. I got home one day a couple of weeks ago, and there were two big boxes on my front porch. I opened it, and it looks like candy bars, and they taste that way, too. They are micronutrient bars from HealRight.com. You can go there, use the promo code OUTLOUD for a 20% discount, or you can go to AmericaOutLoud.news and also use that 20% discount. Just go to AmericaOutLoud.news/shop. Go in there, check out that information. It will lower your cholesterol, it's good for your health, and it's fantastic for weight management. Come join me on this health journey with HealRight from AmericaOutLoud.news.
Fiction becomes a religion. Places where nothing is clear. Sanity and reason just disappear.
Chairman, there are multiple members that could yield you time. I would ask that you...
I will have you physically removed from this meeting if you don't stop.
More truth in minutes on America Out Loud Talk Radio.
Millions of Americans are needlessly suffering from the long-haul effects of the toxic spike protein. Dr. Peter McCullough and his team at The Wellness Company designed their spike support formula to counteract harmful spike protein from COVID-19 and vaccines so you can feel your best. Go to OutLoudCare.com today and use code OUTLOUD for 25% off your first order.
We know you love the versatility and portability of the Genesis Fogger, but sometimes you just want to set it and forget it. Well, we heard you. Introducing the UX4 HOCL Atomizer. This stationary unit quietly protects you and is perfect for smaller spaces. With over 250,000 units sold in Japan, it's now available in the United States. Visit genesisfogger.com/outloud to see the UX4 in action and receive a 15% discount on either Fogger with promo code OUTLOUD. With Genesis, you're ready for anything.
Tonight at 7 o'clock, it is Unleash the Political News Hour. That's followed by the National Security Hour at 8 o'clock Eastern. And then at 9 o'clock every night, at 9 o'clock Monday through Friday, it is After Dark with Rob and Andrew. My name is Booker Scott. This is The Truth Be Told. Thank you for joining us. You are listening to a Live X Space. You're listening to Americans They're sharing their feelings, their opinions on about three subjects. We're bouncing a little bit, but not too bad. We're talking about Robert Hur and the hearing that took place on Tuesday. 320,000 illegal immigrants that are flying in all over the country. And then we also have the TikTok ban that we've been talking about. I'm going to go back to Sofa King. He had some thoughts earlier. Let's go back to him.
When it comes to TikTok, I am not a fan of this legislation. Any legislation, it should be generic. It should be about behaviors, curbing behaviors, not individuals, not specific companies. This legislation is targeting a specific company. And I don't know if that will pass constitutional muster. However, when I look at it, I'm trying to think, why should I feel more threatened that China is spying on me than my government is spying on me with Facebook, YouTube, all these other social medias? And when you really think about it, in 2020 and 2022, during the Twitter files that were released, all that documentation was about YouTube. It was about Facebook. It was about X or Twitter working with the government to censor free speech. There was no mention of TikTok. And I'm kind of wondering if this is a win-win where they're getting rid of TikTok, who is a Chinese company that they're not embedded with, and they're able to throw their Silicon Valley folks a bone by getting rid of a competitor.
Well, you may have missed the conversation earlier, but when you peel the layers away from this bill, it really has nothing to do with China. There is no foreign country mentioned in there. And it really has more to do with the president having the authority to shut down websites. They could shut down Rumble. They can shut down Gateway Pundit, name it. They would have the authority with this bill to be able to do that. And that's the scary part. That's what I think is worth the conversation about. Let's go down to Snyder. Snyder, go ahead.
Yeah, with regards to the TikTok legislation, something that to be considered with regards to it is it's not necessarily attacking the organization TikTok as much as it is attacking the users. Because if it was about data and privacy, then you would centralize the legislation around being able to protect the data and privacy of the citizens, which we would be able to do on this side. And there's nothing about that bill that addresses anything of those concerns. And additionally, we're really just following the path of China, Iran, and other countries that have banned social media in this attempt to become more of an authoritarian government.
Thank you, Snyder. Let's go over to DD. DD, go ahead.
Hey, thanks, Booker. I watched the Hur hearing today, and one thing that really struck a chord with me, Jim Jordan brought it out. Yes, Biden did share classified information with his ghostwriter. And Jordan asked about the motivation. Well, his motivation was $8 million is what Joe Biden was going to get paid for this book.
Yeah,
that's all the motivation that he needed.
Yeah, $8 million. So, who would pay for a Joe Biden book? I mean, he can't write, can he? I mean, you really wouldn't be interested in buying that book, would you, DD?
No, absolutely not. But what really struck me was, you know, the Democrats on the committee kept saying that he was exonerated. And Hur repeatedly said he did not exonerate Biden. So, you know, that tells you right there. And it also came out, and the reason Hur found out about the $8 million was a audio transcript of the conversation between Biden and his ghostwriter. Now, Biden physically sent this guy copies of classified information regarding Afghanistan and Iran. The guy took it, and it wound up in the guy's trash bin on his computer, but he did not delete the audio transcript of their conversation. Joe Biden told him on the phone, "This is maybe classified, so be careful." That's intent.
Yeah,
the man knew.
Well, yeah, he did.
The man knew it was classified information.
And he was not exonerated, and Herr kept saying that, to your point. But what he did say is he is incompetent, and a jury would find him innocent. And so that's why he decided not to prosecute, which I find interesting.
Well, Booker, when the minute that came out about him being incompetent and everything, unable to stand trial, I seen shades of Jim Comey talking about Hillary Clinton.
Yep, same thing.
I mean, that was Comey Clinton redo. That's all that was.
Yeah, that's what it feels like.
And
let me go down to Daffy. Daffy, go ahead. Thank you, DD. I appreciate you.
Hi. I'm a regular user of TikTok, and I just recently, probably about 6 months ago, started using it. It's amazing. I don't find anything wrong with it. I actually enjoy it quite a bit. I share recipes with people. I get recipes. I find animal videos. I mean, there is a lot of stuff that breaks out there before it comes here. I think that's why it's just strictly a control issue. And I'm really sad that we have to go through this. Thanks.
Hey, Daffy, let me ask you a question. Are you concerned about the Chinese government, the communist government, having access to your information? Does that bother you?
They've probably already got what they need. I mean, they've got it. The government has it. I don't have anything that I'm afraid of them from.
Yeah.
I mean, I'm not taking their medicines. As long as I protect myself, I'm fine. I'm an adult.
I get it. And that's what this is for different opinions. You prefer seeing the two midgets dancing as opposed to having your information taken by the Chinese government. Let's go to 3214. Go ahead.
TikTok concerns me because one of my children was pregnant. And now I have another grandchild.
Congratulations.
But while she was pregnant, she was watching videos about various pregnancy issues and saw some genetic or birth defect that concerned her and looked it up a little bit more. And the next thing she knows, her whole TikTok feed is focused on that condition. And she called me panicking because she got the impression that it was fairly common and it was a fairly serious condition. And I reassured her. I said, look at the statistics. You're a numbers girl like your mom. You know, just look at the numbers. And she did a little research and she goes, how come I was seeing all these videos? And I said, because TikTok uses algorithms where the minute you watch something, they start bombarding you with more and more and more. I don't think the government should have the power to shut down any website, but I do think they should have the power to sanction any website that uses algorithms or any other format to influence you one way or another or remove opposing points of view.
Well, thank you.
I think it should be free speech.
And I don't think that's going away. You got to get used to it. It's just going to be a part of our life from now on. Let's go back to Marlon, and then we'll go to Gene, and we'll start wrapping things up here. Go ahead, Marlon.
So, really, why is TikTok being the one pointed out? Only because they can't control it. Right. They're picking that out because now it sounds and now we're figuring out they must have control of the other ones. And that may be the only one they don't have control. I just worry about the future. Are they able to go back and listen to the recordings of anybody's spaces and prosecute them on the language that they're using? That's why we should all be careful. So thank you, Booker.
Yeah. And it's interesting that this show right now, don't be afraid of this, but this show right now will be able to be transcribed if you ask a chat to do that. And it's automatically done. And someone brought this to my attention last week. And then he said it won't be long before you'll be able to ask Chat what Booker Scott thinks about something. And about 5 minutes later, he sends me a message and he said, this is what Chat says you think about Donald Trump. It really made me sound smart, smarter than I am. So I took it, but it's already happening. That's my point. All of this kind of thing is already happening. Let's go to Gene. Gene, go ahead.
Thank you, Booker. Listen, getting back to the illegals, they are flying in. I watch it every day. They're coming across the border, as everybody is aware. The northern border is becoming an issue also. What I will say, after watching this diligently for 3 years and my job being sent to Guadalajara, Mexico at the same time, all these people are coming here for jobs, and I can't find a job in my field here. So what I can say is action is required, you guys. I'm dealing with currently about 45 minutes from me, outside of my county, so I have little influence. A UAC, unaccompanied minor facility, is opening on Friday. I have been communicating with my U.S. representative and senator with little action other than a strongly worded letter. What I see is we all must be active in our local county and city councils, commissioners, and so forth. We must attend those to avoid the problem that we're now having 45 minutes from me because nobody was present to oppose it. And when I say nobody, there were people there, but it was a very small handful. So therefore, the facility is opening. And in Texas, they were able to oppose a facility opening because they had large numbers. And so that is how and why local action creates national impact and saves your community. So that's my encouragement to everyone to please get active, you guys. We must do that if we intend to save our communities and thus our nation. Thank you, Booker.
Thank you, Gene. And you're speaking my language. I talk about it all the time. To make a difference, you have to do it at the local level. She's absolutely right. It's the only way that we can do something is get plugged in, get active, get behind some of these candidates, vet the candidates, find them, make the difference. It's the only opportunity we have in a drop-dead election year in 2024. So there you have it. You have opinions, you have thoughts from the American people. Right here on The Truth Be Told. We went through Robert Herr. We went through 320,000 illegals flying all over the place and the ban on TikTok. I don't know that we solved anything, but at least we got it out of us. This is The Truth Be Told. Thank you so much for listening every night. I do appreciate it. Unleashed, the Political News Hour. It's coming up next. You were told 2,000 years ago that you are the salt of the earth. And salt without flavor, it has no value at all. So keep being salty.
There is only one truth. You've been listening to The Truth Be Told with Booker Scott on America Out Loud.